Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello there.
Avec Véronica.
What indeed is going on with the temperature? Baking hot one moment, icy wind the next. Just as the Cannes Film Festival opens. And for that you really need good weather. Apparently there's been a directive from the festival committee forbidding the excessive exposure of La Flèche this year after a couple of years of rank exhibitionism or sheer body daring do. What else do you want to call it? And for whose benefit is it actually? For the semi-naked vedette who leaves nothing to the imagination? Is it for her to pore over her photos when the sun has gone down on her career? Or to show the photos to her grandchildren to show how hot their granny once was? I'm not sure the grandchildren will be particularly impressed. But perhaps the real reason for this new pudeur is simply because it's just too cold to be poncing about with almost no clothes on. Goosebumps flatter nobody. Or perhaps someone has finally joined up a few dots. If women have a right to be treated respectfully and with dignity in the workplace, with which we all agree, it seems to be rather counterintuitive to have some members of the female sex flashing their side boobs and underbutts wherever they go. Not that dignified, I would have thought. There's a lovely expression we use in English when a chap gets too amorous. Gets the messaging wrong. We say the same as we do to our beloved pooch. Down boy.
Down boy.
And they know what to do. But if you mix it up with too many available treats and flashing thighs, what can you expect? Poor chaps need a bit of guidance. But what is the definition of glamour? Good looks, probably. Glossy hair. A pair of red lips. A beautifully cut evening gown. Female or male, I think there has to be some elegance and luxury attached. Like the Cloonies. Whereas the images we're often fed of outfits or non-outfits worn by people whose name often begins with a K seem to be just outrageous. But in real life, plain exhibitionism doesn't float my boat. Anyway, our culture is changing. The case of the world-famous Chelsea Flower Show, which starts next week. Over the last few years, the focus has changed from gorgeous cut flowers to plants, because they have a future at the end of the show. And the show gardens, which win medals for their designers, now explore bigger ideas. A garden designed in memory of someone, or to provide calm and repose for people recuperating from illnesses. The British Red Cross. HIV awareness. Nowadays, it's all about a cause. It's no longer enough just to produce splendid floral displays. Turning to us now, last week we were run off our feet with events in the Gers. This week, not so much. It's mostly happening on Saturday the 24th, starting at 6 o'clock, with an organ recital. Not the kind you get among people of a certain age when they get together and spend the first 20 minutes listing their ailments. No, this is a proper organ recital at the Church of Derobe, with organist Nadia Lavoyer and soprano Sylvie Perez, who'll be giving us a programme they call Jeu de Voix. Entry costs €25 and starts at 6. Which gives you time to go from the sacred to the profane over to La Romieux, because starting at 7:30, something rather more secular, chicken burgers and Zik, as in musique. For some, the ideal way to spend Saturday night. But if you are a culture vulture, then how about tacking on Misa Tango by Martin Palmeri, sung by the singers of Saint-Jean, soloist Gael Malada, at the Cathedral of Lectoure, and that starts at 8:30 in the evening. Other than that, gird your loins and prepare yourself for the indestructible and yet still very cute Tom Cruise hanging up his hat with the final Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. That starts a week on Wednesday and is on all week in the original English at Lectoure. However good the dubbing is, Tom has to be heard to be believed. Have a great week.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Have a great week.
www.dfm930.com.